We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1 week from Friday at the Showroom Theater in Keene, New Hampshire. See you there. And then the season finale at Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, the following Friday, and that will do it for roadshow season. I got to say, I love our next guest, Red Sox insider Rob Bradford, who joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. However, you have yet to show for a roadshow.
Well, here's the thing. Can you add one more? Can you put one in Cleveland for this week?
Yes.
Is that possible?
We'll do it at the aquarium. Rob Bradford,
because Cleveland's known for the aquarium, right?
Yes,
correct.
Yes. Rob Bradford is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home oil and HVAC company that Greater Boston, the North Shore, and all of Cape Cod depend on. See McFarlandEnergy.com for more. And also, Rob is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And do you find yourself in Cleveland already this morning?
No. I'm actually driving to New York City. So if you want to have a road show there, too, now. So we can do that as well. But before we go, I've heard Courtney's problems.
Yes.
And Courtney, come on. You know better than this. I mean, this. Forget about the green drinks. Forget about the warm bath. Forget about all that. Wiggy knows the one thing that always makes you feel better. Right, Wiggy?
I do.
What do you do?
I just sit there and I go, McFarland. McFarland.
That was your best one yet.
You like how I switched it?
Yeah, I cut it up
like a DJ.
Yep.
You missed an opportunity for McFartland.
Rob, there you go.
When Justin Turner essentially says that he believes in this team, but you got to get everybody else on board when it comes to belief, is that worrisome for you?
It is for the Boston Red Sox. You know, I talked with Torrey Lovello of the Diamondbacks about them turning the corner the other day, and that's for the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's understood. It's going to take a while. But with the Boston Red Sox, the understanding is that you already have guys who expect to win and know that you're going to be a good team. And maybe that's because you have guys that you spent more money on. Maybe it's you have guys who have established themselves. But Justin Turner is a great leader in that clubhouse. Justin Turner is giving the right message, but he shouldn't have to say that for the Boston Red Sox. And this comes back to you had to go into the year, in my mind, with more certainty, paying for more certainty. And obviously the name that jumps out, I know that Bogarts is hurt now, but the name that jumps out is Nathan Eovaldi. Like, that's the example. You think that Nathan Eovaldi needs to be reminded that he's good? No. I mean, this is the problem, I think, and so that's where it struck with me.
Bradford, when you look at this team, do you think it's a talent problem?
Yeah, I do think it's a talent problem because I think that you came into this year and you said you have and we said this all along, that you have a lot of maybes. You have a lot of guys who have talent but aren't proven. You know, you have guys like Jarren Duran who starts off great and now he's come back down to earth. Emmanuel Valdez starts out great, come back down to earth. You know, you have a lot of these guys who you have a lot of maybes. And I think that when you look at these other teams that are in front of the Red Sox, there's a lot more certainty. Look at the guy who pitched for Tampa yesterday. I mean, I know that, like, it's hard to get a guy like Shane McClanahan, but this is what we had talked about with Sale and why Sale was so needed. Because you need that guy. You need that certainty. And I think that the talent and the certainty go hand in hand.
Bradford, are we now at the point where we can say it's not too early to be pressing the panic button with this team? And if it is time to press it, who's on a hotter seat, Alex Cora or Heimblum?
Well, I think, first of all, I don't think it's too early to have some urgency here, because the you know that eight-game win streak that everyone's like hanging their hat on saying, look at this, what this team can be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're 9-15 since that. So that suggests that things aren't going, that you aren't the team that you thought you were. And by the way, while you weren't the team you thought you were, these other teams, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Astros, the Blue Jays, they're all in front of you, they're probably more talented than you and feeling a whole lot better about yourself. And when it comes to like who's to blame, you know, I think that it really it comes back to the talent of this team. I do. I mean, I think that Heimblum has done a lot of good things, but you have to have the talent to keep up with these other teams right now, because I don't know what Alex Cora could do with the group that he's had to be better than the teams that are in front of him right now.
Tomasi had an article or said it on a TV show the other day. I saw it online, where he was saying that he feels like Heimblum is already kind of dreaming and looking towards the 2024-2025 roster, and this year's kind of a wash. If that's the case, do you even think he has a job? If we come in last place again this season, isn't Heimblum out of here?
I mean, I don't think you should be dreaming about that. And because, like you said, I mean, you have to get results. Like I said, Heimblum has done some good things, but you need to get results. And the other part about that equation, which is, how do we even know that these guys coming up are going to be good? Like, we don't. We don't know that any of these guys are going to be good. We have a pretty good idea Marcelo Meyer is going to be good, but everybody else, you can't lean on this. And it comes back to getting uncomfortable in free agency, getting uncomfortable when it comes to getting those foundational players, those star players, those guys that you know that you want to sign to an extension for a long time. And that's what they haven't shown the ability to do. You have to go out and get those guys. You can't be dreaming about guys you have no idea. What you need is certainty while you figure out, of those guys who are coming up, who is actually going to be good.
Wiggy has pinned the entire hopes and dreams of the franchise on Marcelo Meyer, by the way.
That's it.
Nice.
Yes.
Bring him on up.
I also look forward to Wiggy getting the team around him and Brock and talking about bowel movements. That's going to be good.
Rob, I don't know if you heard Sam last week, but he seemed a little bothered. Is that how the front office feels? Because it doesn't feel like there's a lot of anger, repercussions, or anything. Like Saturday's mishap that led to the inside the park two-run Little League home run was a low point for me. What if any changes will come if things don't improve this season?
Well, I don't know about this season, Chris. And like I heard the Sam's response to you, and it's a good question. You know, it's because this is the reality of this organization. This is what we were born we were raised with for the last 20 years. This expectation and usually what happens with this organization under this ownership group is that they at least try to correct course. You have the 2015, the five aces. Well, now we're going to go out and sign David Price for $40 million more than anyone's offering. Well, that's not working. Oh, we're going to go trade our best prospects for Chris Sale. You know, we need bats. Oh, you know, we're going to go get Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. You know, they don't always work, but there is always a course correction. And then look at Dombrowski was a course correction in their eyes. And that was less than a year after they won a World Series. So I got to think that something's going to happen, because it's a business. You need to put fannies in the seat. You need to put names on back of jerseys. And most importantly, you have to get out of last place, because you've been sitting on that wall in last place way too long.
Speaking of fannies and seats, Wiggy and Curtis are involved in a heated debate. Wiggy says that place is always full, and that's the issue. Curtis and I don't describe 7 to 10 people last night as full. What's your overall view from being there every night of attendance at this ballpark?
Well, I think yesterday was an aberration, because the 4 o'clock makeup, that was predictable.
Okay.
The announced was, you know, and when you hear the announced 30,000, that's tickets from Friday night. But you're sitting right at 28, 30,000, you know, far from the sellout streak that you had. And I think that what you have to be wary of, I remember the Red Series, looking at some of the fans who are coming in, you can tell, you guys know the student nines, right?
Yep.
The $9 tickets for the students. And those are extending, and there's more, it seems to be more and more and more of that, and they're not still filling the crowd. So I do think that it's going the other way. There's no question about it, but isn't that predictable? I know that Wiggy's saying, hey, it's an event, you're taking selfies and all of that, but the college kids are leaving town, and so you aren't going to get that crowd quite as much as you did. And by the way, when you have a bad team come in, you know, there's nobody, hey, I got the Mike Trout ticket or that Shohei Ohtani ticket. You know, nobody's going to want the Kansas City Royals ticket. So, I mean, this is going to be a problem. I know that going to Fenway Park is awesome, but at the root of it, the thing that put them over 30,000 consistently was a competitive team.
And last one for me. In your mind, Alex Cora talking about the roster and the fact that, you know, it is what it is, and essentially he doesn't have that much to do with it. Is that a shot at Chaim Bloom?
No, I don't think it's a shot at Chaim Bloom, but I think it's just the reality of the situation. I mean, I think that Alex Cora had a lot of say in the roster this year. So I think they went into this year with a lot of optimism about this roster, a lot of optimism about how this could potentially work. And it's just, I think it's Alex Cora just sitting there saying, the way that things have shook out in early June of what is being presented is not optimum. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think it's whether it's Cora, whether it's Bloom, whether it's whoever. The reality is that you look at the team that had to go up against the Rays, and you got beat once again by the Rays. You're being buried by the Rays. And like I said before, after that 8-game win streak, you're 9-15. So that tells you, as the great Bill Parcells said, he said, whatever he said, Wiggy.
He said,
you are what your record is.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. So there you go. They're a 500 team right now that's ridden this roller coaster, but can't keep up with these other teams.
Brad Foe, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Stay regular, Pony Boy.
All right. McFarland does it for me every time. Okay. There you go.
All right. That's Rob Bradford.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.